This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 8th, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Welcome and good morning. This commences the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, May 8, 2014. And I believe we have a motion, Madam Vice Chair.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document number 14-24-B, draft C of advisory opinion 2014-2, Make Your Laws PAC.
Are there any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. So the first item on our agenda today is draft advisory opinion 2014-02, Make Your Laws PAC Inc. by SAI. And Ms. Selenkoff is here. Ms. Selenkoff, I know we've addressed this before, but do you want to add anything before we take it up?
If you'd like me to.
If you could just briefly summarize where we are in the drafts that are before us.
Certainly. Thank you, Chair Goodman.
Thank you.
Agenda document 14-24B presents a third draft advisory opinion in response to Make Your Laws PAC's request. Drafts A and B were considered at the last meeting. Make Your Laws PAC is a non-connected political committee that wishes to accept bitcoins as contributions in amounts up to $100 per contributor per election. Draft C concludes that Make Your Laws may accept bitcoins as proposed. It also concludes that Make Your Laws may purchase bitcoins as investments, but may not use those purchased bitcoins to then purchase goods and services. Finally, Draft C provides guidance on how Bitcoin contributions and purchases should be valued and reported. Draft C does not reach a conclusion as to whether Make Your Laws may disperse Bitcoins it receives as contributions in order to purchase goods and services. The Commission received 4 comments on all the drafts, including 2 from the requester. And if the Commission approves a draft, the Office of General Counsel asks for authority to make technical and conforming changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Selenkoff, and thank you, Adav, as well. Are there any questions for Ms. Selenkoff or comments about any of these drafts? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Yes, there is. And let me say, before I make the motion, that I'm glad we're able to come to this conclusion to make a motion on this matter. And clearly for me, it's significant that the requester has only asked for $100 in Bitcoin contributions. And so it is good that we can give some guidance to the community with respect to that amount of money that is not going to raise some of the bigger issues that might accompany a Bitcoin transaction. So with that, with respect to advisory opinion request 2014-2, Make Your Laws PAC Inc., I move that the Commission approve draft C, agenda document number 14-24B, and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
The motion is for approval of draft C. Are there any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Is that, Mr. Walther, did you vote?
I said aye.
The vote passes, the motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Mr. Palmer's out, so Ms. Orok. Are there any other management or administrative matters the commission needs to take up today?
There are none.
I'd just like to remind those in attendance and those listening that we do have a public forum on political parties scheduled for June 4. Vice Chair Ravel and I encourage all of you who are listening or here to come. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.